From Studio Live in beautiful Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. Thanks for joining us again as we explore the food culture of the Comox Valley and beyond.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Not too bad. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in again to find out what's happening around the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island, especially in our food scene here.
Right.
So, what's been going on, Darren?
For me, nothing much. I think I guess as we're recording this, but Valentine's just happened.
Yeah, and we just had our last episode is all about Valentine's, right. And the time before that, we were talking about winter harvesting. And
right.
What's available and what you can.
Yeah, and you heard a little food bit, a little nugget of information sort of pertaining back to our foraging episode.
Yeah, we were talking about oysters.
Yeah,
and I know there's been a bit of problems with oysters over the last little while. That they're trying to find, that they've had some problems with some people having some difficulties with it.
Right.
Being ill and stuff like that. And so they're just trying to track it down. But as far as I've heard, they haven't found anything.
Right. All the investigations led to nothing so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll have to, maybe our follow that. Guest knows a little bit more about that. Yeah. We can talk about that in a minute. Also, I'd like to say that we've just about hit the 50,000 downloads of the Edible Valley.
I know.
We're getting very close to that. That mark.
It's a bit of a milestone for us there. Been watching that number slowly increase over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Almost 50,000.
I know. It's crazy. Pretty exciting.
Thanks to everybody for listening to us. Yeah. Everybody that's downloading us.
For sure. And I guess I hope this episode will put us over the top because...
it's sure to. I mean, with our guests tonight?
We've got a great lineup of guests and we're talking about something that's pretty exciting to me. And I love every year that we get to... do this event,
right?
But it's the Comox Valley Dine Around.
Yeah, this is our second year of covering it, but it's your eighth year doing it?
Eighth year.
Yeah,
a long time. So yeah, but it's always been a lot of fun. Yeah. Definitely a challenge to come up with an interesting 3-course dinner for everyone. Yeah. But maybe we should introduce our guests. And
sure. Yeah. Well, we have Trish and Ronald St. Pierre of Locals Restaurant with us tonight, and of many other things. I'm sure they'll give us their credentials as we get into it. And of course, Sandra Viney of Atlas Cafe. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Well, it's very exciting for us to have you. I know Darren was just saying he's a little bit in awe and a little nervous to have worked under all of you or worked for you. And just to be able to have you here just to talk about Dine Around. So I don't know who wants to start off, but does someone feel like explaining to our listeners what Dine Around is? They're looking at you, Ronald.
Okay, well, I'll start. Well, Dine Around's been... actually, it started in the Vancouver and the Victoria City originally,
right.
About 12 years ago, I think, for Vancouver. Or maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe longer than that.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
But here in the Valley, we had a tentative go at it about 13 years ago.
Right.
And we ran it for 2 or 3 years at the time. And then there was a lapse and... 8 years ago, we started again. So for me, Dine Around is very exciting because what I have seen over the years is it has given a lot of opportunity to guests to try new restaurant and new food and,
right.
You know, going out. And because us chefs, we put together, like you said, a 3-course meal that's interesting and maybe a little more adventurous than what they usually would choose from the menu.
Of course.
It right. Gave people an opportunity to try lots of great food.
Yeah.
And get a sample of some of your expertise, right?
Yeah. And it's, you know, we're not lacking of really beautiful food around here, so it's fun.
Yeah, it's a great event. So Sandra, can you give us some of the events that might be going on here or some stuff you've...
Yeah, sure. It's pretty exciting to be collaborative with so many wonderful participating restaurants. And in addition to the restaurants, we've also got some of the events hitting the breweries and the distilleries and the wineries. So over these 8 years, it's really morphing into something a lot bigger than what it originally was. So some of the events that I'm excited for is, Ambassador is doing a great, you may as well just call it a booze bus.
I'm excited. Tell me more.
The booze cruise. You can travel along and go to Wayward, to 40 Knots, off to the Forbidden Brewery, Shelter Point, then to Beaufort, and then finishing up at Gladstone in downtown Courtenay with a gorilla pizza. So that's just one of the events that you could lock into. I know Chef's doing a beautiful long, big table.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Mm.
There's a mixology class up at Cascadia. They're also doing a master spirit class. And there's the Sip and Savor. That's a destination as well, where you get three craft beers and three restaurants, and you just don't know where you're going. So you hop on the bus and it's a mystery ride.
Mystery ride? That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah. It does. And over the years, it has enhanced. You know, we have the Sip Around now too, which is some of the breweries and restaurants. If you look at the, go to the website, you'll see the little martini emblem against the restaurants that are participating with that. And some of the bartenders and mixologists are really coming up with some wonderful ideas. Oh, so wow. It's not just the dine around with the three courses.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely morphed over the last few years, for sure. It's grown into such a big sort of food event for the Valley, and for, I mean, all the other participants too.
For sure. I think this is kind of neat. Like, I definitely, we should go back and just talk about the dine around itself, because we start off, we've got three different, I guess we say, tiers.
Yeah.
Three different sort of values for everyone, and so it gives an opportunity to check out different restaurants and definitely different classes of, or different styles of food and stuff like that. So what do you guys, how do you guys feel about that?
About the three tiers?
The three tiers, or just the different choices that people have to get out there.
Well, I think it's wonderful because, you know, depending of the establishment and the thing that you do, it really make it a lot more inviting for any restaurant or participant to offer to be part of the dine around, right, and to participate, and also for the customer, it's also very interesting because, you know, depending of budget or whatever, it's also give them a lot of variation.
Yeah,
and for us at Locals, it's also gave us the opportunity that we're offering the lower price tier, but we do it over lunchtime.
Right.
And then at dinner, they can come and enjoy a three-course meal for our regular dine-around price.
Right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it fits with the concept of being inclusive because, as Sandra said, there's very much a spirit of collaboration in the Valley and inclusiveness. So by having that, the varied price points, different restaurants can participate and customers can go out. So it's very inclusive. So with the different price points, I think it makes it really attractive.
It's totally a win-win. It's great to see the, you know, local dining community exposing themselves to maybe a restaurant that they'd never thought of stepping into before. And, you know, those tiered structures are 25, 35 and 45.
Yeah.
And you've got that option to pick and choose, like, is there a special birthday within the dates of Dine Around? Or is it just you exposing yourself to checking out a new place that you may not ordinarily have chosen?
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. I'm all for it. I just wanted to comment, too, that it has been 8 years since I first started at Atlas. And just watching its growth just within those walls, just the fact that I remember the first time that we did it, we were all a little apprehensive, and the menu was, we were, you know, everybody was panicked about, we're gonna, you know, we all eyes are on us and we got to do this, and now it's become this very comfortable and fitting and like welcome back to dine around. It's this big event. Instead of us getting a little apprehensive about it, now it's like, oh yeah, let's go back to that, where like we invite all these new people to come in, try things out. And I love it. I mean, we were, what, a few days into it right now. And just the sheer volume of people that are out for it. Before, people just sometimes just sort of happened into it.
And we're like surprised that there was Dine Around.
And they're like, oh, this is interesting. I want to try this. But now everybody's like, oh, no, we're here for Dine Around. Like, Dine Around's on. We're here. And I mean, I can only assume and hope that that's the same way it is for everybody else across, you know, the whole event. But just watching, I guess, the progression of not only the restaurants embracing it, but the community embracing it. It's been great to watch it develop.
Yeah, for us, what has been very interesting is over the years is to see all the new customer coming and trying the restaurant because of the Dine Around.
Yeah.
And
Trish, it was you that I remember in one of our subcommittee meetings, you brought in the passport concept. And what a win that has been. And so this year, all you have to do is get 4 stamps of any of the participating restaurants, and you can win a year's worth of dining out in the beautiful Comox Valley.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I've got my passport here. If you guys have your stamps, that would be amazing. Not that I don't want it. I won't be at your restaurants. I'm just saying I could get it all done right now.
That's called cheating.
Oh, is that cheating? I guess I got to go around all the restaurants. Actually, I enjoyed it. I actually got out last night and I went over to the Black Fin.
Oh, yeah.
Which I haven't been for a while, forever. And it wasn't even going out for Dine Around, but I got in there and I was like, hey, wait, let's do this. This is great. It was quite an enjoyable meal. So
nice.
It was nice to be out there and sort of see that and see customers there as well, getting into the atmosphere of the whole Dine Around event. So
You know, now that we're located at the hotel, we have a lot of people coming in from the hotel, as well as our local customers. And I think that there are people who are now traveling here for Dine Around. A lot of people travel to eat. I know that's what we do, obviously. That's obvious. And so I think that the Valley is really gaining a presence on the culinary scene. And when we go over to Vancouver with some of the events with CVEDS and the launch of the Shellfish Festival and stuff, it's just really exciting. Oh, you're from the Comox Valley. You're from the Comox Valley. It's really starting to become known as a foodie destination.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I would definitely say that in the last few years of the podcast, just picking up on that too, a lot of the guests that we've had on, whether it's farmers, whether it's other restaurateurs, whatever, a lot of people are saying the same thing. It's definitely becoming known in other circles that this is a food destination.
Yeah. I had a very fun experience. I was on a train going from Montreal down to visit a cousin in Port Stanley, and I was talking to a woman, and I was telling her where I was from, and she said, Comox Valley, Comox Valley. Well, isn't that the place where everything grows?
Oh, yeah.
And I was so excited because it's true. Everything does grow here, and it's just so we're so fortunate.
We are. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, I was going to say that's also part of the Dine Around experience this year is that you have the stay in town as part of the event. So a lot of the hotels are putting up special deals for people to come here, and so they can get out and, I guess, sample a few restaurants and sort of compare.
Right. Yeah, that's a fantastic expansion to the whole idea.
Well, one thing we've had to really encourage is people to make reservations, especially if you're staying in the hotel, that when they call for their reservations, that they be informed to please make a reservation at the restaurants they want to go to, because it is so busy now.
Right. Yeah.
It really did start with a bang, didn't it, on Thursday night?
It did.
Well, we did the Valentine's Day, and then we were calling it Valentine's Day 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
As in the second round of people came out, and then all of a sudden it was like Dine Around, and it was like, wow, this is big. Feels bigger than Valentine's Day and Valentine's Day too. So
right,
it was a hangover that went for days. It felt.
Anyways, it's a really cool event, and I like one of the other things they're picking up on here is featuring the local chefs, which is kind of a nice experience to get the guys behind the scenes to sort of showcase them and show what they're doing and what they're available to do.
It's totally great to see their good mug shots. And some cute-looking men and women in there.
I was actually quite surprised that it's a long list of people that I've been lucky enough to have the experience to work with and spend time with us in this town and been able to sample some of their great meals and stuff like that. So
great.
Yeah, actually, this year they did a really good job on the web page and the advertisement to put our face up.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Actually, we should just send that out. What is the website for that?
If I remember correctly, it's comoxvalleydinearound.com or .ca.
.com.
.com.
Perfect.
Perfect. I was putting you on the spot there.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of did gloss over some of the details. We just jumped right into it. Dine Around is happening from February 16th to March
12th
this year. And yeah, and you can find all the participating restaurants, as we just said, at comoxvalleydinearound.com.
Now, do you guys feel that that's a long enough time for this, or is that...
For the Dine Around or this session?
No, the Dine Around.
Personally, I would like to see the Dine Around to be a four-week program promotion. I tell you why. Because even me as a customer, I think that 3 weeks, you want to pack in as many as you want, you would like to. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks is a very short time. You know, you can only go out, you know, so many times in a week. And so I think that if we had that promotion going on a four-week program, it would give a chance for people to experience additional places.
That's totally valid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially you need four stamps.
Yeah.
That's true.
And some people can only budget it for going out once a week. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just changing that for anything. Anything else you want to change for next year? I could just.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd love to see something where the industry people, like we have, I don't know, a special passport or something that really encourages the kitchen crew and the servers, the bartenders, to get out to each other's place, because that's a whole other level of connectivity that I'd love to see developed, I don't know, inside out or something.
Totally, because we'd love to be champions for each other.
Yeah.
Well, and actually I was just saying, as all the chefs and having the chance to work with them, that it's nice in this community how everyone seems to work together. And I mean, even though we're in competing restaurants or whatever, we still are in the same industry and we still work together so well. So it's kind of nice to sort of promote our whole community and grow it as one, you know, so.
And I think it speaks a lot to authenticity. If I, let's say, either myself or one of my servers, my bartenders, one of our cooks is out and they're able to talk to a table about, oh, I just had this terrific experience over at Atlas and whatever. And that people love that. They love to see that we work together and that we enjoy each other's cooking. Mm-hmm. So it's and it's not about being competitive. It's about building a bigger pie. And more the Valley is known for fine food, we all will benefit.
I have another business, and my business partner in that, one of his most famous sayings is, a rising tide lifts all boats.
That's true.
So as, you know, as we all get busier and more attention is focused on the Valley, we all benefit from it. So, yeah.
So I want to bug you, Ronald, because I know you probably haven't got the menu together, but what about your big table or long table?
Long here? Table. So, yeah, we're going to be hosting on... March the 9th, long table dinner. And so I'm pairing up with Jason Hyde from Martin and Peacock. We've selected some great wine, some from BC, some from overseas. And then we're in the process of working and creating a five-course meal that we're going to be offering with those beautiful wine. So it's going to be a really fun evening, a good dining experience. And the tickets are on sale already on the website.
Okay.
Through Comox Valley Dine Around. They can also be purchased at the restaurant, and the prices are inclusive for tax and gratuity. So it's going to be like we usually do once or twice a year. We do a evening of dining like that, where with wine pairing. And it's a really fun, entertaining evening where you get to experience new food, new wine, fun atmosphere, and I really enjoy those. So it's fun to offer them to the guests.
And everyone's at one long table, so you get to...
Well, with our limitation because of the room, but we're going to have several, you know, depending of the number of guests that we get, you'll be sharing... a table with other guests. So it's also gave a great opportunity to meet new people, make new connection, and it's going to be, it's a different experience by itself that way. You want to add to that?
Well, I wanted to add to that is, first of all, the wine is optional. Not everybody wishes to drink, maybe one designated driver. So you can choose to have wine or not. And the other thing is that it's not so much a wine pairing menu, is Renald pairs the food with the wine. So first he selects the wine and then develops the menu. So the food really does fit beautifully with the wine. Right. It works together very, very well. And we've done a number of these over the years, and we find that when everybody's eating together and eating the same thing, even if they've asked for separate tables, everybody ends up leaning over, talking to each other, chumming up, and it just sort of naturally, people end up gravitating towards each other. But we do have people who really would rather have a private table, and we do that as well, so we can certainly accommodate that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I still like that opportunity to mingle with other people and sort of see what their experience is and compare it to your own, you know, like
yeah,
that little bit of insight into what they're doing, so... Yeah,
food is food is an activity of time for sharing.
Yeah.
You know, sharing experience, sharing. You know, it's a great. Not as much as in the past, but in the past and still now, you know, dining or eating meal time. It's a time to share. You know,
yeah.
Talk to meet people. I mean, we're so busy all the time.
Yeah,
you know, when you sit down for a meal, should be enjoyable, should be time to talk to each other.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, the other thing I want to mention, if you have any particular food allergies or restrictions, we can accommodate those in these larger dinner events. We just need to have contact with the chef prior so that
right.
we can make sure that your food is safe through the meal.
Yeah, definitely. So I know that issue of people having, there's a lot of people with allergies nowadays, and completely understandable, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just being able to try and please everyone. So, and having that bit of extra time just to make sure they get exactly what they want. So, for sure.
I could speak to the oysters. Oysters.
Yeah.
It's the norovirus that they're
right.
that they're finding, and they've not been able to locate that. So yes, they are finding norovirus, but they're having a hard time pinpointing the location for the source.
Right.
So
right.
that's...
So we're kind of without oysters for the moment until they sort
We're without
them.
Raw oysters,
raw
but they
oysters.
Can be
yeah.
cooked.
That's
right.
true.
All right.
Thank you so much for that, because
mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember it all in my head, and I had a really quick conversation with it, so... Excellent. Well, I guess we should get to Sandra, because she's got something she wants to add.
Just one more thing to mention,
mm-hmm.
that because everyone's so social media savvy,
yes.
there is a hashtag,
oh.
and that is another way to win within that contest mm. for the Fork and Play, to be in that 12 months worth of dining out free. All you have to do is use a hashtag CVDineAround, take a picture of what you're having fun with, and that'll get linked up, and your name's in the draw.
I've tweeted it a couple times with our Edible Valley, and it's quite amazing that it goes viral pretty quick.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there connecting to it, sending the message around about Dine Around. So I'm still working on the menu for Atlas, but getting that up and getting pictures. I've actually been trying to take photos as I go through the pass bar, and that's always a bit of a challenge when your phone's spotted.
When you're busy.
Yeah. I'm like, customers should get the food before I get a photo, I guess. So. Did you guys want to mention a little bit about your Dine Around menu? You have a copy of it there, I think.
Sure. So this year we are showcasing some beautiful beef cheek from the Comox Valley. So that's one of our dinner entrees. We also have some local pork. We do a pork belly on a ramen noodles.
Oh,
as
yeah.
an appetizer. We're showcasing some West Coast sable fish as well. We have, of course, all our homemade dessert
right.
that are so showcased on the diner run. So there's lots of different thing and different food that are available. And our menu are available to view online.
Okay.
So you can go at localscomoxvalley.com and you'll be able to see both of our diner on menu.
Excellent. And so you guys are doing both the 30
we're doing the $25
for lunch
and the $45 for the evening.
Excellent. So
yeah.
you get a bit of both choices. I was
exactly.
thinking about that for Atlas. the lunch menu.
Yeah, we're just doing the evening for $35.
$35.
Maybe for next year, young man.
We had somebody ask 2 days ago. They said, you're doing it for lunch too, right?
I did make the mistake that 1 year of doing both the $35 and the... It was the $20 and $30 or something like that. Yeah. And I ran both menus at once and it pretty much overwhelmed me and I thought I was going to cry.
Yeah, that's what...
We sold a lot of desserts.
Yes, we did. And we're still selling.
Yeah. For us, it's the second year that we're offering the lunch one. And you would be surprised how many people really, really enjoy it to be able to come and, you know, have a three-course meal for lunch. Yeah. And of course, because it's lunch, you know, you do the meal accordingly, you know, and it's been so well received that...
Really?
Oh, yeah, very well received. So I would encourage other people to consider doing it for sure.
Would we call that the lunch around?
Lunch around.
Sorry. I guess since I might as well, like Atlas, I should probably talk about your food.
Yeah,
I should talk about my food because we're doing a constantly changing menu, which because I have a very small kitchen and we seem to run out of stuff very quickly. So we're always doing sort of a 3 appetizers, 3 entrees, and then 2 to 3 desserts. So it's constantly always changing whether we're doing a kale Caesar salad or vegetable samosa.
The bruschetta.
We've been running a lot of like enchiladas.
Those duck confit tartlets were amazing.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're just kind of whatever I can get my hands on, we're going to run that for a couple days. So that would be one that you'd definitely go to our website and check out at atlascafe.ca. Thank you. I was going to mumble that one up.
I saw that coming.
And yeah, so just check out our fresh sheet and it's usually posted there by 4:30 every night.
Yeah, 4:30 every night. You can always check out Atlas website.
Yeah. And I'm trying to get it on Twitter, taking a quick shot of it at atlascafe.cv.
All right. I think that sort of wraps up everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys want to add about Dine Around?
I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we've really enjoyed having you guys here.
And apparently we've sort of semi-plotted next year's Dine Around already.
I think so.
You've plotted?
I'm going to have to do lunch.
Blame it on Ronald.
I guess we should give thanks to everybody that's been helping us be here.
Oh, Patricia. Trish wants to add one last thing.
No, I just wanted to... Should we give a list of the restaurants that are participating?
Absolutely,
yeah. Let's do that.
Sure, we've got the Griffin Pub, we've got Manviro's Indian Grill, Spice Hut, Waverley Hotel, Whistle Stop Pub, Atlas Avenue Bistro, Billy D's Pub and Bistro, Bisque, Blackfin Pub, Cornerstone Cafe and Tap House, Martine's Bistro, Prime Chop House, Red 21, Toscano's, White Whale, and Fluid. And I think we got everybody, in addition to the lovely locals.
There we go.
Excellent. Well, I think we definitely need to move this to 4 weeks next year, not just because look at that. That's a big list.
Yeah.
For a small town, I think that's quite a few people to...
It's so great to see so many people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for tuning into the Edible Valley podcast, and we'd like to thank our guests here once again for coming in and chatting with us and sharing this wonderful event.
Want to thank our sponsors, too.
Definitely want to thank our sponsors.
We want to thank Butcher's Block in Courtney for all of their support. We also want to thank the Atlas Cafe for their ongoing support of this podcast. There's Ivan's Truffles, Kirsten Wood Music, and Studio Live. All we couldn't do this without any of their assistance, their help. And that's right, we were talking about how westcoastprovisions.com has been really digging in deep and helping us out lately too,
and giving us a lot of support out there,
yeah,
and pushing us to Alberta to let them all know about what's happening out there. So definitely, we'd love to hear any of your comments or suggestions about any of our shows. You definitely can check us out at the edibleValleyPodcast.com. Check us out or email us at theedibleValley@gmail.com. And definitely check out our Twitter site at the Edible Valley.
Yeah. I guess we'll see you next time. We know it's rare that we know exactly what we're doing from episode to episode, but next we're talking CSAs.
Yes.
Next episode. We'll see you then.
Yes. So tune in next week when we talk about CSAs.
All right.
Thanks for listening.